Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. So this piece is published on the 22nd of January, 2022, and is entitled Three Electric Jaguar Years. This month marks 3 years of driving an electric car, a 2019 Jaguar I-Pace. I've written a lot about this. There's a link there to what's called the Jaguar Diary, lots of stuff. The research that went into it, what it feels like to own and operate, and the experience of driving it 1,725 kilometers across Canada and back, and that's a link to that road trip diary. All this on the theory that EVs are an important tool in our best climate emergency strategy. Like basically 100% of people who've gone electric, there's no going back. In 2022, the requirements niche where a fossil-powered car makes sense is narrow and shrinking fast. The niche. If you need to travel 500 kilometers, about 300 miles, on a regular basis, and if you really can't handle that trip taking an extra hour, well then, suck it up, live in the past, get a vehicle that's less reliable and more expensive to run and more damaging to life on Earth. But don't invest too much, because in a small number of years, that niche will have narrowed to zero. But which EV? Well, if your driving is, like most people's, mostly putting around town, and you get on the highway to visit family or whatever once or twice a year, it doesn't matter. Any modern EV will do the job. Shop by budget or by style, and you won't be unhappy. But I do have opinions. Tesla? Well, they're still ahead on charging, both availability and charging speed, and on cargo interior space. As for style, it's a matter of taste. They still have real build quality problems, and I think their experiment in moving all the interaction to a tablet off to the driver's side can be declared a failure. When I'm driving, I want the basic info right in front of me, and I want the meat and potatoes controls on physical knobs and levers that my hands can find without me looking. I don't think I'm weird. The Teslas are still great cars on balance, but they no longer stand alone, not even close. Style? A lot of the really good EVs are ugly, Hyundai, Volkswagen, or just crushingly boring, Audi, Volvo Polestar, Mustang. To give Tesla credit, they have a consistently unique design vocabulary, which some people like. I think there are only two electric vehicles that are uncontroversial design triumphs, the Jaguar and the Porsche Taycan. And here are two pictures, one of my Jaguar and a Taycan in a most beautiful robin's egg blue that I found out in the street. Both of them are sort of ad hoc pictures, and in both cases the cars are wet under a cloudy sky, but they still look great. Range. So here's the thing. Range doesn't matter. That's a link to a piece I wrote on the piece. No, really, it doesn't. What that linked piece explains in 1,300 or so words is that range only matters for long hauling, that most modern electric vehicles have plenty, and that charging speed matters way more. So, charging speed. Remember, this only matters if you do a significant amount of long-haul driving, but then it matters a lot. At this point, Tesla still has a lead, because there are more superchargers, and the cars, recent models at least, charge damn fast. Looking at EVs shipping today, as far as I know, only the Taycan and Hyundai Ioniq 5 have Tesla comparable speeds, and that depends on finding 200 kilowatts and up chargers, and those chargers being in working order. Today all that can be chancy. Having said that, there's a tsunami of charging station investment happening right now. It's a problem that nobody's really figured out the business model, but it would be surprising if the rest of the ecosystem weren't at least very close to Tesla in a very few years. Quality. Generally, companies that build high-quality gas cars also build high-quality EVs. But note that it's a little easier with EVs because there are immensely fewer moving parts and nothing that needs to handle volatile burning fluids or wrangle gear ratios. Which is maybe why companies that are not famous for a history of high quality seem to do well too, if my experience with the Jaguar is any evidence. In 3 years, I've had one trip to the dealer when the aircon stopped working. Tesla still has ground to make up on the quality front. For example, consider this Comparo at the link between a Tesla Y and an Ioniq 5. The video is good too. Tesla comes out way behind on build quality, especially rattles and squeaks. When my Jag hits a pothole or I take a speed bump too fast, it's like a single silent block of steel, nary a rattle. Infotainment. I suspect that the future here belongs to Google and Apple. The only car company whose infotainment driver experience software comes close is Tesla. But it's going to be tough. CarPlay and Android Auto are getting really good. All I have to do is plug in my phone, and then all my music and messaging and calendar and contacts and so on just work. Why would I expect a car company to do better? What I'd buy? Suppose a meteorite hits the Jag, when I'm not in it, I hope, and I'm back to square one. Well, I love the look of the Taycan. I wouldn't go there because of this. And this is a picture of my Jag backed up to a loading bay with the back hatch open. And there are, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 boxes of junk in there. We were just cleaning out a storage locker, and that's just on the bottom level. There's probably room for another 12 more stacked on top. The Jag has been overwhelmingly ridiculously practical. It can schlep a lot of crap. It can keep five people comfy. It can mush through deep snow and leap forward like a cat on the highway to dodge a clumsy merge-in, even when you were already maybe a bit over the speed limit. But it can't soak up more than 100 kilowatts from a fast charger, and it's kind of expensive, although less than the roughly equivalent Tesla. Anyhow, if I weren't terribly price-sensitive, I'd consider the Polestar and the Audi, but probably buy the Jag again. If I wanted to step down into mid-range, I'd go and have a look at that IONIQ 5 or the very similar Kia EV6 and see if they're as ugly in the flesh as they look on screen, because they seem to be really very nice cars and they charge fast. But hey, I spend almost all my driving time at low speed in urban traffic, so the rational thing would be to go pick up a basic Nissan Leaf or a Chevy Bolt. They're really good cars, fully debugged, and they'll get out of your way, and the price is right. What it's like? I mean, what buying a gas car is like in 2022. It's like holding onto your flip phone in 2012. It's like trying to find your hotel in a strange city after a red eye with a paper map. It's like putting your retirement savings into coal mining investments. It's over. That's all, folks.